This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 11th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of JLN. Wayne Luthringshausen has passed away at the age of 77 from cancer. He is the retired longtime chairman and CEO of the Options Clearing Corporation. He was part of CBOE founder Joe Sullivan's team at the Chicago Board of Trade, who helped develop the plans for the CBO and was the original president and CEO of the Chicago Board Options Exchange Clearing Corporation. I wrote about Wayne while remembering the life of Sullivan when he passed away in October of 2020. Condolences to Wayne's family, friends, and former colleagues. You are all in our prayers. JLN is accepting remembrances about the life of Wayne Luthringshausen and will publish them on johnlothiannews.com and share them here in JLN. Please email your reflections on his life to me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Here is the remembrance from the OCC for Wayne. OCC's Board of Directors, management, and colleagues join the entire options community in honoring the life of Wayne Luthringshausen. Wayne is widely regarded as one of the founders of the U.S. listed options market. Starting in 1970, shortly before the creation and launch of the Chicago Board Options Exchange Clearing Corporation, Wayne was asked to lead the project to launch the Clearing Corporation and was soon appointed the company's first president and CEO. Shortly thereafter, he was instrumental in restructuring the organization to create a clearinghouse for the entire listed options market, now known as the Options Clearing Corporation, or OCC. During his distinguished career leading the OCC, Wayne was key to the overall growth of the options market. In 1992, he created the Options Industry Council as a way to help educate investors as to the benefits and risks of using options products. In 2002, in recognition for his contributions to the options industry, Wayne was the first ever recipient of the Options Industry Appreciation Award, which he later insisted be renamed the Joseph W. Sullivan Options Industry Achievement Award. Wayne retired from the OCC in 2013 after leading the company for more than 40 years to spend more time with his family and to focus on his woodworking passion. Wayne was a great mentor to so many individuals within the industry and the community and played an important role in the lives and careers of many current and former OCC employees. He left a mark far beyond his career accomplishments and will be missed. We send our deepest condolences to his wife Karen, his children Kevin, Kelly, and Kristen, and the entire Luthringshausen family. It was a bad and expensive day for a couple of crypto trading platforms. BitMEX was fined $100 million by the CFTC for operating an illegal cryptocurrency trading platform, an illegal cryptocurrency trading platform, and an anti-money laundering operation. And Poly Network, a decentralized finance platform, lost $600 million in a hack. SGX announced its July 2021 market statistics. Highlights included total derivatives traded volume increasing 8% month-on-month in July to 20.4 million contracts. This was the highest volume in 4 months. SGX's Pan-Asia benchmark equity derivatives increased 13% month over month to 15.2 million contracts, with MSCI Singapore Index futures gaining 23% month over month. SGX FTSE China A50 index futures volume climbed 19%. SGX FTSE Taiwan index futures advanced 5%, while SGX Nifty 50 index futures were up 7%. Total FX trading activity on SGX rose sharply, up 30% year over year to 2.2 million contracts, including a 38% rise year on year in INR/US dollar futures. SGX US dollar CNH futures, the world's most widely traded international RMB futures contract, climbed 20% year over year. The new governor of the state of New York will be a woman for the first time in history. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in as governor of New York after the current governor, Andrew Cuomo, resigned and will leave office in 14 days. Trading Technologies made its matching donation to the JLN Marcus Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday in response to the donation by former JP Morgan executive Dan Rudrud. Thank you to TT and Dan and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have a video interview that I conducted. Jim Sullivan and Stable want to change the way people manage commodity risk. Jim Sullivan has spent his entire career in the markets. He started as a runner, became a trader, and then worked for the CME Group for 11 years. Now he is the U.S. commercial director for a new firm, Stable. John Lothian News interviewed him over Zoom about his career and his current role helping to manage commodity risk beyond what can be accomplished on a futures exchange. To watch this video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Chicago execs agree vaccines should be mandatory for office workers. The latest round of Crane's Harris poll also finds that 29% of decision makers surveyed are prepared to wait a year or longer to return to the office if necessary. It's going to take a while for the trickle of workers back into Chicago's offices to turn into a flood, and even then a total recovery might never happen. But to even get to a partial recovery requiring COVID vaccines for office workers is going to have to be part of the mix. My comment, count me in on the 29%. Crypto is changing and BitMEX is changing with it. A message from Alexander Hoppner, CEO of BitMEX. Today, we are happy to announce that we have reached a resolution with the CFTC and FinCEN. This marks a new chapter for BitMEX. I am quoted in our company statement, but I think it's worth adding some further perspective on why this is a tremendous step in the right direction for BitMEX and our users. Crypto is changing, and we're changing with it. My comment, I have never needed a $100 million fine to get me to do the right things. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The opening bell tolls for thee, if you're lucky. In the red-hot IPO market, companies go to great lengths to win the honor of ringing the NYSE or NASDAQ opening bell. The IPO market is hotter than ever this summer, and so is competition for exchange bell ringing privileges. An initial public offering is the ultimate marketing event, and a glitzy bell ringing ceremony an indispensable component. CEOs, employees, and early investors line up on a podium, smile for the television cameras, and press a button to ring the bell that heralds the start of trading. Cheers commence. My comment, I had to go to Amsterdam to ring the bell of NYSE Euronext Amsterdam and then only the closing bell. It was way cool though. Here's a story from Business Insider. Some Google employees reportedly face a pay cut of up to 25% if they work from home permanently, according to a leaked salary calculator. Google employees may face a pay cut if they decide to work from home indefinitely, according to a leaked internal salary calculator obtained by Reuters. The tech giant has appeared broadly supportive of remote workers since the outbreak of COVID-19, and just last week approved almost 10,000 employee requests to work from home. The firm pushed back its planned return to office date in light of the rising number of Delta variant cases from September to October 18th. But according to an internal pay calculator seen by Reuters, some remote employees, particularly those with long commutes, could face pay cuts without changing their addresses. my comment, pay has been related to location in the sense the cost of living for a particular place where your office is and where you had to live to access it. But now if you can live anywhere, what should happen to that premium? Here's a story from USA Today. Natural infection isn't enough to protect against COVID-19, experts say. You still need a vaccine. As concerned friends and family members try to convince loved ones to get vaccinated, many are met with the argument, "I already got COVID, so I can't get it again." Health experts say that just isn't true. My comment, get the vaccine. Don't let this be the end of your story. Here's a story from Politico. We're in trouble. Rural America can't escape Delta. Senior Biden health officials have for weeks worried internally about the low vaccine uptake in rural conservative counties across the country. Stephen was finally getting his COVID-19 shot because Mama told him to. And nobody crosses Mama, standing between the fried bread and slushy stands at the Uinta County Fairgrounds in southwestern Wyoming. The 42-year-old in the Trump 2020 hat said Mama, his wife, forced him to get vaccinated because of the Delta variant. My comment, you're in the middle of nowhere. Guess what? COVID-19 and the Delta variant are there. Here's a story from Bloomberg. COVID shots benefit outweigh side effect risk, CDC report says. Benefits of COVID-19 vaccines used in the U.S. outweigh the risk of serious adverse events seen in a relatively small number of Americans, U.S. health officials said. The impact of a few cases of a rare nerve disorder, blood vessel clots, and heart infections following the shot was surpassed by the thousands of COVID-19 cases prevented, many that would have had consequences, according to a report published Tuesday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. My comment, risk-reward is the decision, and the reward outweighs the risks. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the Wall Street Journal's Coinbase says capital markets head Brett Redfern has left the company. Second was Gary Gensler's insane crypto policy, an opinion piece from CoinDesk. Third was Bloomberg's The Man Who Lost $20 Billion in 2 Days is Lying Low in New Jersey, which was our most read story on Monday. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.